I did win, speaking of that, in Pride 48, Luke and the Instant Gratification podcast, mm-hmm. who they were one of the newest podcasts there. Mm-hmm. There were a couple new podcasts, but they were definitely, it was their first time. They're new to Pride 48 in the last year, and they were definitely the youngest podcast in attendance, which is also exciting because you have some grandpas. That podcast.
Me. Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
Online.
And then you have like these youngins.
18-year-olds.
And they hate being called youngins because technically they're not that much younger than, say, Bradley James LaRoy.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Grandpa's, that podcast.
Big Freddy, you don't have the micro hoist over near. Yeah, okay. Hang on a second.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1479 of the BFO for Thursday, the 26th of September, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, little show. Y'all, I don't know.
Big Freddy.
Hello, unpreparers. Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are unprepared. You're not unprepared. Big Fatty is unprepared because, y'all, I was not prepared when the little show started. No, Big Fatty. But, y'all, you know, 3 months from today is Boxing Day. Yes, Big Fatty, that's when we get in the rock'em sock'em. Yes. What was I going to tell you? A couple of things to bring you up to date on. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Big Ricky and Waylon over there at the Stinky Orangutans. Y'all, they were talking about grandpas that do little shows. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Big Fatty is certainly one of them. But y'all, let me say something. Big Fatty is not just a grandpa when it comes to little shows. Y'all, I am sitting here in the Fat Cave on Tuesday night, and after I recorded the little show, I finished doing all of it, and I had me a big old garden saw. Solid for my supper, and y'all, I sat down and I watched the evening news on the TV machine, because you know that's what grandpas do. Yes, Big Fatty, and your stories, and y'all, then when it was over, I turned on that South Park and was finishing watching an episode of that, and y'all, as I was sitting in my chair, y'all, I could barely keep my eyes open. I really could barely keep my eyes open. And y'all, about 7:40, I guess. Y'all, I went to bed. I just went to bed. Y'all, I was, I couldn't even stay up for the Jeopardy. Ready? Y'all, I don't know what it was, but, you know, the season is changing, and y'all, I can tell that the season is changing, because y'all, I have been sneezing my head off, and I'm getting that post-nasal drip. Fatty, please, we're having Cheerios. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm... and so, y'all, I went to bed, and I slept through the whole night. And, I think it's just what the doctor ordered. Just what the doctor ordered. And y'all got up, and I did fine on hump day. In fact, y'all, it was a good day in the coal mine. It went by real fast, y'all, because I was very, very busy. Got a big event coming up next week, and y'all, we're just trying to prepare. We're trying to be prepared. Be prepared, Big Fatty, just like a little Boy Scout. Anyway, I think, and y'all, you know, just, Just it was a good day. But y'all, during lunchtime, I ran out to the Vonsies. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it. We also hear a drum playing in the background. I don't know if you will wait until this is over when the music's not playing, but y'all, there's somebody playing a drum outside the Fat Cave. I don't know what that's all about. But y'all, I went by the Von's East, and y'all, they had boneless pork chops. So I got a couple of packages of those. I'm going to cook those in my slow cooker. With some of that good salt, that Cajun seasoning that Moose P sent to me. What is this? FSDFPEPTK. Oscar Mayer. Oh, it's turkey. Big Freddy, how did you get that? Y'all, honest to hydrogen. On the receipt, it says OMFSDFPEPTK. So that's Oscar Mayer, fresh serve. I don't know. DFBL peppered turkey. Yeah, I don't know. I got some of that. Y'all, the penny coupon was for a 2-liter bottle of Von's East soft drinks, and y'all, I wasn't going to use it, and y'all, then I saw a 2-liter bottle of tonic water, so I got that. I picked up a lime while I was at it. They had the Von's East steam vegetables on sale for $1 a piece. I got some solid. Y'all, they had my good Ezekiel bread on sale too. Got a pound of ground chuck. And y'all got me a little fried chicken for my lunch. Big Freddy, you get that every Wednesday. I do. Evidently I looked ancient today. You know, maybe it was because I went to bed at 7:30 last night. I don't know, Big Freddy. So y'all, I got the senior citizens discount. And y'all, I spent $29.51 and I saved $8.46. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely! Yeah, I got to see y'all on the way back from the Von's East. Y'all went by the P.O. Box. And y'all, there were two cards there. One of them is, it's a picture postcard. And y'all, it's from Assie. Ass is I is what it says. A-S-S-I-S-I. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. Ass is I. Okay. And y'all, there's all kind of pictures of a pretty church there and some sort of, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. And y'all, it's addressed to Berg Hunter, P.O. Box 30363, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Big Freddy, how did they fuck that up? I don't know. But y'all, it says lots of stuff about some damn baby from 2,000 years ago. That Peter G. And y'all, Peter G., I'm so glad you got to visit Ass Is I and that you got to learn about some damn baby. Big Fatty, I think he's as silly as you are. Of course, he addressed it to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. But anyway, y'all, there's also a little pink card here. Y'all, it is also from that Peter G., but it's mailed from Italy, Mexico. Big Freddy, is it addressed to Cedar Rapids? No, it's to Charleston. So y'all, let's just take a look and see what it is here. Oh, Big Freddy, look! Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it is a scratch off. It is a scratch off. Y'all, I can't read a damn thing on here. It says Dopia Sifida. And y'all, I don't have any fucking idea what. I don't have any idea if, how to know if I win or not. Big Fatty. So y'all, I don't, Big Fatty, just scratch it. Okay, well, I'm gonna scratch it anyway. Y'all, I evidently, it looks like I have to, I have to reveal my numbers. And then if I, evidently if I have three, I don't have any fucking idea. So y'all, let's just see if I won. Big Fatty, how are you gonna know? I'm not. I'll send it to that Hat M, because you know he speaks Mexican. But anyway, let's just see here, y'all. The first number is a number 15, and then we've got a number 38, and then there's a number 14. And a number 11, and a number 29. Big Fatty, this will be one of those times that you get all the numbers correct, and you won't know what you won. So, y'all, let's just take a look at this. I'm guessing I have to match those numbers. You know, that's kind of how these things work. Yes, Big Fatty, we got it. Y'all, there's a dozen of them on here that I need to scratch off. It's a number 37. No winner there. And then there's a number 28, not a winner. And then there is a number 18, no winner there, Big Fatty. And then we've got a number 43, not a winner. And then let's see here, what do we got here? We got a number 42, no winner there. And a number 19, oh, no winner there. And then there's a number 31, oh, no winner there. And a number 16, not a winner. All right, what to the last one is number 46, not a winner. And then a number 33, oh, no winner there. And then a number 12, not a winner. And finally, a number 35, no winner there. Big Fatty, at least. Y'all, the only way I could be a winner is if you don't match any of the numbers of your numbers. If that's the case, y'all, I'm a big winner. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Y'all, I just realized there's a card in here with that scratch off. It says, Dear BF, I hope you win many flululus with this. Of course, if you win, you'll have to go to Mexico, Italy yourself, which would be a good thing. There are many gorgeous men's here. Ciao, mi amore. That Peter G. Well, Peter G., thank you so much for thanking the Big Fatty and sending him a scratch-off from the Mexico, Italy. But I don't think I won any flululus. But it was fun anyway, trying to figure out what the hell was going on. Big Fatty. Y'all, you know one of the other things that was in the P.O. box? Y'all, it was the TV Guide. And, you know, I've been taking it. And I know, speaking of flululus, I know that Hat M loves it. Y'all, he was so excited that I read so much yesterday. But, y'all, you know, this is the 60th anniversary of the TV Guide. And, y'all, this week they have got the top 60 animated shows of all times. Y'all, that is the cartoons. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, some of these I don't agree with, but and some of them I'm amazed by. But y'all, I just thought I'd, and I know, you know, like the Haunt Cub, he loves the cartoons, y'all. Yes, Big Fatty, we love him too. Y'all, speaking of that, send out a little hug to Jay the Haunt Cub. His grandfather passed away on Hump Day, and y'all, it's, you know, that's part of life, but I'm sure he led a good life and a long life, and he had a damn fine grandson. That's all I gotta say. So send him a little love. But y'all, Anyway, the top 10. Number 10 is the South Park. Big Fatty, that puts you to sleep. Well, it did last night anyway. y'all, number 9 is the Family Guy. Y'all, I don't watch that. That's one of those new ones. Y'all, the Sponge Pants Square Bob is number 8. Y'all, I don't think I've ever seen an episode of that. I know that'll make the Haunt Cub mad because I think he really likes... Oh, dear, I guess he really likes that one, I think. I don't know that for sure, but anyway. Let's see. Number 7 is the Batman, the animated series. Big Freddy, the only one you ever watched was the one with... With Burt Law and Adam West, Big Fatty, y'all. Now, one that Big Fatty grew up on, y'all, is number 6, and that's Rocky and Bullwinkle. And, you know, Rocky and his friends in the Bullwinkle show. Y'all love that, you know, because that had the Fractured Fairy Tales and the Dudley Do-Right. Big Fatty, is that where you go on Saturday nights? Yes, it had Dudley Do-Rights on there. And Mr. Peabody... and all that other good stuff. Y'all, number 5 is Scooby-Doo. I didn't really care for that one either. You know, that's kind of after my time. Number 4 is the Peanuts. Big Fatty. And number 3, y'all, another one. Y'all, and this one is the epitome of the cartoon that adults could read into, because y'all, there are a lot of inside jokes in the Looney Tunes. Yes, Big Fatty, a very famous voiceover actor did that. Oh, I didn't know the Vons was that. No, y'all, number 2, I say Chew was the Flintstone. Big Fatty, I just love that one. And y'all, the number 1, can you guess what the number 1 is? Go ahead, guess it. Say it out loud right now, just wherever you are. Say it out loud, y'all. It's the Simpsons. Yes, dope. Big Fatty, y'all, the others are, and a lot of these I don't even know. The other 50, I'll just read them to you. Big Fatty, Adventure Time, Animaniacs, Archer, I remember that one. Avatar, The Last Airbender, Batman Beyond, Batman the Brave and the Bold, Battle of the Planets, Beavis and Butthead. Bob's Burgers, Daria, Dexter's Laboratory, Dora the Explorer, Drawn Together, The Fairly Odd Parents, Fat Albert and the Hey 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 Cosby Kids, Futurama, George of the Jungle, Gravity Falls, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, Huckleberry Hound, Huckleberry Hound, Iron Man, Armored Adventures, Jim and the Hooligans, The Jetsons, Meet George Jetson, Johnny Quest, oh, remember Johnny Quest, and Race Bannon, Big Freddy, you're vulgar, Josie and the Pussycats, Big Freddy, where's the Pussycat, Justice League Unlimited, Kim Possible, King of the Hill, Magella, Gorilla, for sale, there's no need to fear, Underdog is here, and that's not what it is. Mighty Mouse is what I was trying to say. Y'all, North's favorite, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Phineas and Ferb. I believe we know somebody that works on that one. Oh, dear, I see Big Fatty. Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, let me just finish them up here real quick. Pinky and the Brain, Papa, the Sailor, the Powderpuff Girls, Ren and Stimpy, Rugrats, Samurai Jack, the Smurfs, the Spectacular Spider-Man, Star Wars, the Clone Wars, Superman, the Animated Series, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Tom and Jerry. I remember Tom and Jerry. Yes, Big Fatty, that's because you're a grandpa. Thundercats, Underdog is here. Woody Woodpecker, and the Yogi Bear Show. Hey, Boo Boo, how about a picnic basket? Y'all, the one that I'm real disappointed that's not on there was Top Cat. But, you know, if you know what Top Cat is, well, you're basically a...
Grandpa's That Podcast.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you're Grandpa That Podcast if you know Top Cat.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.